The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has released its audit of the Wisconsin Lottery for fiscal year 2022. This audit was published as report number 23-9 in June 2023. The following is the report summary. The Wisconsin Lottery sells instant tickets and lotto tickets and participates in the multi-jurisdictional Powerball and Mega Millions lotto games. The Wisconsin Constitution and Wisconsin statutes impose certain limitations on lottery expenses. The Wisconsin Constitution also requires that net proceeds from the Wisconsin Lottery be used exclusively for property tax relief for Wisconsin residents. Net proceeds from the Wisconsin Lottery are largely distributed to owners of primary residences in Wisconsin through the Lottery and Gaming Tax Credit. We provided an unmodified opinion on the Wisconsin Lottery's financial statements as of and for the years ended June 30, 2022 and June 30, 2021. These financial statements account for the financial position and activity of the Wisconsin Lottery, which is administered by the Department of Revenue. We conducted this financial audit by auditing the Wisconsin Lottery's financial statements in accordance with applicable government auditing standards, issuing our auditor's opinion, reviewing internal controls, and issuing our auditor's report on internal control and compliance. We also assessed the Wisconsin Lottery's compliance with certain statutory requirements. Since its inception, the Wisconsin Lottery has provided $5.4 billion in property tax relief, including $340.2 million distributed in fiscal year 2022. The Wisconsin Lottery was provided with general purpose revenue, or GPR, of $72.9 million in fiscal year 2022 for retailer compensation expenses and vendor fees. The provision of GPR funding increased net lottery proceeds available for the Lottery and Gaming Tax Credit. The actual amount distributed for the Lottery and Gaming Tax Credit increased from $236.3 million in fiscal year 2021 to $340.2 million in fiscal year 2022, or by 44%, primarily due to higher than anticipated ticket sales during fiscal year 2021. In October 2022, the Department of Administration and the Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance authorized the use of $319.9 million in net lottery proceeds for the fiscal year 2023 Lottery and Gaming Tax Credit. Wisconsin lottery ticket sales decreased from $894.5 million in fiscal year 2021 to $887.8 million in fiscal year 2022, or by 0.7%. Sales of instant tickets, which are scratch-off and pull-tab tickets, increased by $3.7 million, or by 0.6%, from fiscal year 2021 to fiscal year 2022. Lotto ticket sales decreased $10.4 million, or by 4.0%, due to decreased Mega Millions ticket sales in fiscal year 2022. The Wisconsin Lottery was in compliance with the statutory requirements for fiscal year 2022. Wisconsin statutes impose limitations on certain types of lottery expenses, including requirements that at least 50% of lottery ticket sales must be used as prize payments to players, certain administrative expenses may not exceed 10% of gross lottery revenues, and payments to retailers for performance incentives may not exceed 1.0% of gross revenues from the sale of lottery tickets. Through this and other annual audits of the Wisconsin Lottery, we found the Wisconsin Lottery to be in compliance with the statutory requirements during the five-year period from fiscal year 2018 through fiscal year 2022. The Wisconsin Lottery spent $53.6 million on basic commissions and $5.9 million on retailer performance program payments in fiscal year 2022. Statutes establish maximum compensation rates for basic commissions and performance program payments to retailers who sell lottery tickets. Basic commission rates established in Wisconsin statutes are currently 5.5% of the retail price for lotto tickets and 6.25% for instant tickets. The retailer performance program includes sales incentives for retailers that increase ticket sales, a bonus for retailers that sell winning tickets, and short-term incentives for retailers that increase ticket sales of certain games for specific time periods. During fiscal year 2022, performance payments for the sales incentives for increased ticket sales accounted for 69.3% of the total incentive payments. Winning ticket bonuses accounted for 23.9%, and short-term incentives accounted for 6.8%. There were 7 short-term incentives during fiscal year 2022. Total payments for each of the 7 short-term incentives ranged from $3,705 to $191,350, and the number of retailers who participated in each of these short-term incentives ranged from 741 retailers to all retailers, which was 3,645 retailers as of June 30, 2022. We recommend the Department of Revenue consistently file each statutorily required quarterly report to the legislature in a timely manner. The Wisconsin Lottery is statutorily required to provide quarterly reporting to the legislature on the operations of the Wisconsin Lottery. We found that, due to staff turnover, the Wisconsin Lottery did not file the report for the quarter ended September 2022. After we raised this issue with the Department of Revenue, information for the quarter ended September 2022 was submitted in June 2023. Please see our recommendation on our website. To view this and other publications from the Nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab. To report fraud, waste, and mismanagement in state government, please contact our hotline at 1-877-FRAUD17.